Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. Just one more sleep until top-ranked Ohio State takes on number 4 Texas. Catch coverage tomorrow here on The Fan all day starting at 10 o'clock. Network coverage with Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, Skip Mossick, and Tyler Danberg is started at 6 o'clock. Kickoff from Austin set for 7:30. Top 25 teams in action tonight. Lincoln Keenholz and number 24 Louisville host Villanova. 25th-ranked Virginia is at home against the Spartans of Norfolk State. And 23rd-ranked Missouri is at Kansas in the Border War. In baseball, the Reds are in Milwaukee starting a series with the Brewers at 7:45, while the Guardians are in Minnesota taking on the Twins at 8:10. Cleveland enters tonight trailing the White Sox by a game and a half in the AL Central, still holding a game lead for the last wild card spot. This update sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. Together to serve you better. Schedule today at thewaterworks.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Go with that team standing away.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! And Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a football Friday. I'm Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy Jacob Reimer behind the glass here on this beautiful Friday from the San Diego of the Midwest. Reimer, what's going on, buddy? Happy Friday to you.
Hey, happy
friend.
Friday to you, Beamer.
I mean, just got everything you want here on this Friday. It is guns a-blazing towards Texas tomorrow, 7:30, like you illustrated right there in the update. Network coverage begins for us at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Don't worry, that's not our only coverage. 10 a.m., I believe it'll be you and Cole
that
from
is correct.
10 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then it'll be Reeser and Dylan Tyre from noon to 2, mm-hmm. 2 to 4, Matty Ice, Dane Sanzenbacher, Devier Posey from 2 to 4, and then Anthony Rothman, Tim May, Dave Biddle from 4 to 6. And then, of course, we will get to network coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow. So it should be a great day tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I know you have a little bit of a busy day tomorrow, so I don't know how much of the rest of college football you're going to be watching. I know you're going to be working from 10 to noon, which I'm sure will be a great show. You guys have a rather big day tomorrow, though,
yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, it's a massive lineup for us tomorrow, and then, of course, me and TLC get to start it off. How fun is that? I'm excited for that. But then, yeah, after that, Nora's first birthday party.
All right.
That I got to jet to right after the show.
You're going to be great, man. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for you. We're going to try to pop over tomorrow, depending on the mood.
Let's go.
Of the boys. Also,
oh, yeah.
We have something planned for tonight, but I don't know what it's going to be like, you know, in 30 minutes when I get home or
get
what it's going to be like. Either we're going to go somewhere or we're not.
We're learning that quickly.
Yeah,
we're right there with you.
So we are looking forward to getting over to your place and Nora's first birthday party tomorrow. But again, I don't know. I don't know. What
TBD.
I don't know what tonight has in store for us. I certainly don't know what tomorrow has in store for us. What I do know is that Ohio State will take on Texas tomorrow evening down at DKR Stadium in Austin around 7:30. Kickoff slated for 7:45. All right. So just get your timers out. Set your clocks. 7:45 is going to be the kickoff here tomorrow. We've heard a lot about the heat. I was watching 10 TV a little bit earlier today. They had Dom Tabari talking about how this heat is. He's like, I don't know how people live down there. Well, we have a little update for you because I sent a text. Adam Television's Adam King is there. Jeremy Birmingham is there. Austin Ward is down there.
Who
in
I heard
Texas.
Had a very fun flight.
I'm sure that they did.
All three of them.
I'm sure that they had a terrific flight. Probably Austin and Berms were way better. Maybe not for Berm, but for Austin was probably way better than what Television's Adam King and Nicole Sheeran's had yesterday. I said, can I get a comment on what the heat situation is like right now down in Austin, Texas? Because I saw a member of the Ohio State beat, and I'm forgetting who I saw on X the Everything app, tweet this out. The real field temperature, at least in the car thermometer, was 121 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
A little bit earlier on today.
That's gross.
In Austin. Television's Adam King said, it feels like 110. Austin said, strolled down to Green Hall for Bold Peas. It certainly should be hotter here because Green Hall is like an hour south of where Austin is, where the game is being played tomorrow evening. He said, it's also raining, though, so that should cool things down.
I mean, that has to feel great.
It does have to feel great until it gets more humid out than, you know, what it is now. But anyways, the game's going to be played tomorrow. And I mean, so many people have asked me this week, Reimer, like, what do you think is going to happen? How do you think this game is going to go? I'm like, I have no clue. Right. The thing that I do know for a fact is that whoever wins this game will have a massive leg up on the rest of college football. Whoever
Absolutely.
Loses this game is not going to be dead, and you have to bury them for the season. It's not even really that you're behind the eight ball, because we all look at this in the scope now of the college football playoff. And I think if you ask Ryan Day, I mean, Ryan Day will talk about that, right? Like, it's not necessarily about the regular season. It's not necessarily about the Big Ten championship. Sure, the expectation at Ohio State is to win every game. And if you don't, people are going to overreact. And I certainly understand that, because that's exactly what we do on this show. But a win, a loss tomorrow, a win, the stakes are this. Like, you're probably the number one team in the country. Ohio State would certainly be the number one team in the country. They would retain their number one ranking. Texas would probably vault up to the number one team in the country if they're able to beat Ohio State at home. So you have a massive leg up on the rest of the country. You aren't behind the eight ball. You're going to go into your conference schedule with a ton of confidence in your team that you can navigate this. But at the end of the day, when we get into, as Ryan Day likes to put it, talent-equated matchup games. Right? Austin Ward coined the term TEM games, you know, talent-equated matchup games, here earlier this week. When we get into those, the things that I look at in this game, all right, when you get into games against equal talent opponents, I look at the quarterback. All right, which quarterback would you trust more? Arch Manning had a pretty good week. He had a great end of the season last year. But week one last year, walking into the horseshoe, was a different Arch Manning than we saw. Julian Sand week one last year was a different Julian Sand than we saw at the end of the season as well. Which quarterback would you more trust in these kind of situations? Julian Sand, I think, has played in more of these situations. Not necessarily that he was great against Indiana and against Miami at the end of the year, but you look at him and what he's experienced and what he's gone through, I would have to tend to think that Julian Sand has a slight advantage there. All right, so yeah. If we're done with the quarterback situation, and then we go to best player on the field. This is like how I like to navigate when I'm trying to pick a game. Best player on the field, I think, is pretty obvious.
Yes,
it's number four. It's number four, and he is straight up the best player in college football. And I know Malachi Toney had a great game last night, and I know Colin Simmons is going to make an impact in the game tomorrow. Jeremiah Smith is the best player in college football. I know that he doesn't have a touchdown yet in his first couple of matchups against Texas. I would be shocked if he does not have a touchdown tomorrow at DKR Stadium. And then finally, you get to the coaching matchup. You get to the coaching matchup between Steve Sarkisian and Ryan Day. I would have to lean on Ryan Day as the better coach in this matchup. Again, we talked about, you know, the records and primetime and away games and all these different things coming up here last night on the show. Again, Steve Sarkisian, 24-8 at home, respectable record as a Texas head coach, 10-2 in home night games. Steve Sarkisian is with Texas. Their last home primetime loss was in 2024 against Georgia. So that was a couple of years ago. Didn't have one last year, even though they lost a couple of games and missed out on the college football playoff. Ryan Day, 8-1 in primetime road games under him. Their lone loss was in 2024, the national championship year against Oregon, when Will Howard slid a little bit too late. Clocks went to zero.
Could there be an extra second with that one?
I mean, there could have been, depending on who you ask and depending on, other teams in the Big Ten. Yeah. We'll see how they fare tomorrow against Oklahoma, they who shall not be named. But these are the three things I look at: best player, quarterback, coaching. And I think Ohio State has an advantage. Now, the only thing that will put you at a disadvantage, you are on the road and you are playing into heat that you are kind of unfamiliar with. Like, I know it's hot here, and we talk about 100
degrees. It was hot last year too. It's not going to be near as hot what it is now, but yeah, it was still in the 90s when this game was played.
And again, I'm like, how much does that really affect you? Like, these guys have come from all over the country. Mm-hmm. Like, Jeremiah Smith is from South Florida. Yep. Peyton Pierce is from Texas. You got guys from all over the map. Like, I don't think one game playing in 110 degree heat, which, by the way, will probably be a real feel of 95 tomorrow, like when they get things kicked off. So it's not going to be that.
It's supposed to get extreme, cooler at night.
Cooler,
yeah,
in parentheses.
Yeah.
But I look at all three of the facets of the game of what I usually tend to break games down by: quarterback, best player, coach. I think the advantage goes to Ohio State. It's just taking this show on the road with 51 new players and seeing how they react to that adversity and that arena that they're playing in tomorrow.
Well, and to the coaching matchup, I don't think it's just one coach on coach. It's coaches. And look at what Ohio State here. Like, Matt Patricia comes in and his very first game as a defensive coordinator in college is against Texas and felt like he did a phenomenal job. Yes, that defense was loaded mm-hmm. and it's an entirely new group this year, but they looked strong against Ball State as well. I know it's Ball State, but still, it was...
Texas looked great against Texas State.
Exactly. Like, how they're supposed to. And then you got Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator. So, you've got NFL guys in here at the coordinator's position against what Texas has, and I'm still taking that over it, too. And to the Ryan Day part of it, in the two meetings, he's made the in-game adjustments to over Sark to... push them over the edge.
I mean, they haven't been blowouts. I mean, a couple of years ago, right? It was the Jack Sawyer stripping Sawyer on fourth down. Like, I mean, that was as close as you can get.
Absolutely.
To toe in the line. And then last year in the first game of the year, 14-7, Texas had the ball. They were kind of moving things. And then the game ended from there. Again, both quarterbacks really first start. Arch Manning first start in a hostile environment.
Yeah.
But both games have been close. And I think what Common Man said before coming on here is a good point. Like, no matter what, I wouldn't be shocked if this game goes either way. The most shocking thing tomorrow is if it is a blowout one way or the other.
100%. I know we love Ohio State and we all think that they're extremely talented. I think that would might be the most, I don't know. Texas blowing out Ohio State would be very shocking.
Shocking.
But
they haven't been blown out.
Ohio State going into DKR and beating the brakes off of Texas and beating them by 30 or 40. Would be very impressive, and I think would shock a lot of people as well.
I mean, I'd sign up for that.
I would sign up for that as well.
Telling me it's a 30-point victory on the road against Texas?
Let's just do an Oregon Rose Bowl to them.
Send them back to, like, the mid-2010s?
Sam Ellinger, where you at?
That would be fine, yeah. An Oregon Rose Bowl, it's not hard to do, right? Yeah. You've done it before.
Right.
Let's do it again. We'll get into three keys to a Buckeye victory coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
People compare Austin to Columbus, except we actually win things. It's Texas Week on your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
What defines?
They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites. Carefully pack everything up and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Championship seasons aren't measured in touchdowns. They're earned through early mornings, hard work, and showing up every day. That's the same mindset behind Kubota. Reliable, tough, and ready to get the job done. Whether you're working your land, tackling the next project, or cheering on the Buckeyes, success comes from putting in the work. That's what drives champions, and that's what drives Kubota. Kubota and the Ohio State University, built for the work behind every victory. Visit BuckeyeKubotaDealers.com to find a dealer near you.
It's Monday Night Football on The Fan. Catch the Broncos and Chiefs live from Arrowhead. Live fan coverage starts Monday at 8 after Buckeye Roundtable.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Your radio home of the NFL, The Fan.
Okay, ranch lovers, Donato's just changed the game. They've got an all-new house-made buttermilk ranch that is absolutely next level. We're talking creamy, tangy, and made fresh in-house. Try it drizzled over their savory new chicken bacon ranch pizza, or use it as the perfect cooling dip for the spicy kick on their new buffalo chicken dip pizza. Don't wait. Try Donato's all-new house-made buttermilk ranch today.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up.
but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, rain is back in our forecast across central Ohio, but tonight, increasing clouds across the area, low temps in the upper 60s. On Saturday, a 50% chance of rain, even a couple of thunderstorms, and high temps around 83. On Sunday, we clear that out. A drier day, a lot of sunshine, just a small 20% chance of a shower or a storm, high temps in the middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
Never have I been so excited to get a whiff of sweaty jockstraps.
It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Yay, Football, The Fan. It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B. B stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
I want to let you know that we here on The Buckeye Show brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. Coming up here at 6:30 tonight in high school football with the venerable Skip Mossick. Then at 7 o'clock, our guy Neil Sika will take you through the evening. High school football game of the week will take us to Hilliard. Davidson is going to be at Darby. Excited for that one coming up here tonight. Super excited. Friday night football. Got a full slate of college football action tomorrow. Of course, capped off by the Buckeyes and the Longhorns, number one versus number four. Should be an all-time game down there at DKR Stadium. And then, if that's not enough for you, misery will ensue on Sunday because the Bengals and the Browns get their season going at 1 o'clock.
We're right back into it,
right,
man.
Back into it. I mean, you know, we had games on Wednesday, Thursday. Tonight we get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
And then tomorrow we're 50 days away from college basketball.
I mean, I know you're looking forward to that. Everyone's looking forward to that. Actually, we're not even that far away because less than a month from now, Ohio State will be playing an exhibition game against Cincinnati.
This is true. On a tennis court.
October 7th, I think is the date for that. So we're not too far away. It is a Football Friday. Getting excited tomorrow. Again, 10 a.m. coverage for us. Live and local all day long. 6 o'clock network coverage. Big Daddy Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, Skip Mossick, Tyler Danberg, Colin, DR, the whole gang. 6 o'clock, 7:45 kickoff down in Austin tomorrow. Was listening to a little bit of the Ryan Day show yesterday. We talked about primetime road games, the success that Ryan Day has had. Here was his answer. He was talking to Paul and Jim yesterday on the radio show, talking about that success in primetime games.
Well, we have to prepare the offense for, you know, the crowd. And so, you know, you guys have been to practice and you've seen, you know, we try to create that environment the best we can. It's not the same, but, you know, you try to create the loud crowd noise and make it difficult so that, you know, it's harder to communicate within practice. I mean, that's the first thing. But you know, just talking to them about what comes with it, having a plan for the good, having a plan for the bad, being steady, having composure, understanding that there's going to be momentum swings along the way. There's going to be, you know, just points of the game where you're going to take shots at you, and you got to stand in there, and you got to solve the problems. You can't make bad situations worse. I mean, there's a lot of things that go with it, and you try to, you know, show them examples of things that have happened in the past, good and bad, and you try to prepare them best you can, and then you go trust your training, because at the end of the day, it's still football, and we have to go down there, and we have to just do what we've done every single day, knowing that just because it's a big game, quote unquote, doesn't mean we change how we play. So we have to identify the process, not the result, in these other games like this last one we just played.
Reimer, you and I were talking about it a little bit earlier. Like, I think it would be shocking one way or another whether it's a blowout. More so on the side of Texas blowing Ohio State out. Like, yeah. you look at Ryan Day's tenure at Ohio State. There hasn't been really any blowouts in favor of an opposition, right? I mean, I think you could look at games in years past, like Oregon came in here to the Horseshoe back in, what was that, 2019 now? Like, it was
after COVID.
I think it was 2021 or 2022.
I think it was the very first game in the Shoe after COVID.
Yeah, so, like, they came, they ran left. Like, yes. I just remember that from that game. They ran left, and they did a very good job at that. Like, now, that was a pretty good beatdown, but I wouldn't say that, you know, it was a blowout.
I think Ohio State was maybe, like, driving to cut it to, like, a field goal, maybe, on the, like, in the last couple minutes, but, like, still, like, it wasn't Like, Oregon got up by a couple scores, but, like, it wasn't anything crazy.
No, it wasn't anything crazy. Like, the national championship game in 2020 against Alabama. Now, that was, I think, probably, you know, the biggest blowout. And I don't have these numbers in front of me. But in Ryan Day's tenure, that's probably the biggest loss that he has had. You know, there's no Iowa game. There's no Purdue game. Like, those have not existed in the Ryan Day tenure. You get to the half, whether you're down 7, you're down 3, you're down 10, you still feel pretty confident from a Buckeye perspective that, all right, you're still in the game. And even last week against Ball State, I think he went into the half kind of head scratching and be like, man, what's going on with this offense? Even though they had a 2-minute drill right at the end of the half and 5 catches for 74 yards, whatever they were throwing to Jeremiah Smith, but there hasn't been necessarily a blowout. So what Ohio State is really good at is making those second half adjustments, because you know it's going to be a close game. Both teams are going to play it close to the vest. It's probably going to be a quicker game on the field. I don't know what ESPN/ABC has in store for you on commercials.
Yeah.
I will tell you that game time wise, it won't be a quick game, but the actual on-field product will be a pretty fast game. But yeah, I would be shocked if it is a blowout in favor of Texas or really Ohio State, just the way that both of these teams want to dictate the offense and the tempo that they play with.
Well, and like we saw it last year, like it was, I felt like really run heavy in last year's matchup. I mean, yeah, like you had two first year starting quarterbacks and high level game, top three matchup. You want to get them settled in, but like to take that pressure off of them, like just run it up the gut and take the time off that way. I don't think it's going to be the case for those two this time. Like, they're comfortable now.
I think this is a showcase tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they're going to be slinging it. They're comfortable. I mean, both head coaches are comfortable with their guys back there. You were talking in the last segment about the Julian versus Arch. And while Julian, like, you had the Texas game, between that, you didn't really have any, like, beefy road games other than the Michigan game. Mm-hmm. And, like, very tough environment to go to.
Washington? That was...
Traveling across the country, that was the closest thing.
It's not anything compared to Texas.
Absolutely
tomorrow.
Not. But like, you're going up to the big house, what that environment is, what the situation of the game itself is, and then you got the elements added to that with the snow and the rain and everything. It's completely opposite of what tomorrow night's going to be. But Julian has showed that he can go in and battle whatever kind of element there's going to be in a road atmosphere. And it's like, I feel like he is going to put on a show tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
It's going to be, both teams, I think, are really good. Both teams, I think, are college football playoff entrants. Both team, I think, are national championship contenders. So,
yes.
Like, it's got everything that you could possibly want tomorrow. Both teams are loaded again. 7:30, 7:45 is going to be the kickoff. 6 o'clock network coverage begins for us. Three keys for me for a Buckeye victory tomorrow. Easy. Number one key for me, it starts with the Ohio State offensive line. You come out the way you came out last week against Ball State, like, you're going to be in trouble, because Texas has some dudes on the defensive front, Stevin, headlined by Colin Simmons. Like, that dude will be able to get after Julian Sand. Now, the good thing about Ohio State's offensive line is that I think the pass protection looked a little bit better than the run game. Now, they figured out the run game in the second half for sure. How much was that of you wearing Ball State down? But first key to victory is, like, you have got to make sure that the offensive line is correct, because Ryan Day just talked about those big swings of emotions. They have a big sack. They got a big turnover, big third down stop where that's negative yards for Ohio State. You don't want that to happen. You want to eliminate that. So the first key for me is just the Ohio State offensive line, making sure that they are sure and sound at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I'll go the opposite side for the defensive line. For my first key is, when you do get pressures back there on Arch Manning, take him to the ground.
Yep.
Don't let him scramble, because he is elusive with his feet. He can get out there and make plays. He's a playmaker. And like, to make those big plays and stop any momentum that Texas or the crowd might be applying to Texas, get back there, make a big time sack, and stop all momentum that they've got.
Yeah, second key to victory for me is, it's kind of on that line. It's not exactly like taking him down when you have your opportunities, although that would help as well. Make sure that he doesn't break you down and cannot beat you with
contain
his legs
him.
Because he can do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that Christian Allegro was asked about that earlier in the week, like, who are you going to spy? And they got different things, and that's what Matt Patricia excels at. Do not let him escape the pocket. And I mean, he's going to run a couple of times. Like, that is a given. That is what his game is in these big games. But you cannot let that then derail your entire defense, where it's like, all right, well, now our defense is out of control because we don't know if he's going to run or pass. That sets up, I believe, to Texas's offense. So contain him in the pocket tomorrow.
I want to say for my second one, just get the ball to four. I was saying that a lot last year. And I feel like that's going to happen. They're going to try to get Jeremiah as much touches as he can. But who's going to be this year's Carnell Tate and step up
Devin
and make?
I think it's Devin McEwen.
I think it's Devin McEwen as well. But like the other players outside of Jeremiah Smith also have to step up and make plays. And I'm going right there to Devin McEwen.
Last but certainly not least for me, in every TEM game, talent equated matchup, it is turnovers and it is penalties. It is as old as time. In these kind of games, you don't want to turn the ball over and you want to win the penalty battle. I know that there was a lot in the second half. Ohio State was pretty clean operationally against Ball State last week, minus the second half when they got some backups in. Win the turnover margin and then make sure that you're not shooting yourself in the foot.
I'm right there with you. Play hard, play smart. Don't make any dumb plays. And you're going to be right there in it.
Reimer, had a great time with you tonight. Before Absolutely. We get out of here, our fan poll sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, online at 971thefan.com or on X at 971thefan. Who are you picking to win tomorrow's game in Austin, Ohio State or Texas?
Ohio State. I go 24-20.
I think it's going to be like a 31-24. Everyone have an awesome night. We're back all day tomorrow for coverage. We got high school football up next for you on The Fan.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio Sports Destiny.